Blog Talk Radio.
I was going to say good morning, but I guess I need to say good afternoon. Welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda, and I have my co-host Margaret Sheldon on the line. Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you?
Good. And for all the people who love our weather reports, it was 14 degrees in Boston this morning. And I have to tell you, none of us are happy about it. I have 2 feet of snow on the ground. There. Okay, I'm done with that that portion of the show. But it's been intense. So.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know,
I just wanted to say that we took a little two-week break. I have had my heart broken the last 2 weeks. My father passed away, and it's just been really hard to deal with, and I haven't felt like being on the show, and I'm coming more to grips with it, but we are dealing more now with my mom, who has Alzheimer's, and trying to cope and help her understand where my father has gone to, because that is something that she can't quite grasp. So it's just been a really tough time, really tough time. So anyway, we took 2 weeks off, and sorry about the silence, but we're back.
We are. I know.
And we're talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, which is Instagram. I know that everyone's shocked, right? And I think we're going to – I'm also sick. You probably noticed because my voice sounds very low. But there's a lot of things that Instagram can do for us. For many of us, it's a great platform. It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to share our art. It's a great way to sell product. We've talked a lot about that. But Margaret had this fabulous idea that maybe we should talk about kind of the accounts or the type of accounts that we go to on a daily basis and maybe expand how you look at Instagram from the standpoint that you can realize that Instagram has a lot out there to offer and help you. And it's a pretty cool vehicle. So, Margaret, do you want to start off?
Well, sure. The first thing I want to say is it occurred to me that, you know, I mean, everybody has a different routine. Part of the essential ingredients of my morning include, you know, brewing a cup of coffee and kind of doing all that. And then before I really enter into whatever it is I need to accomplish, I realized every day check Instagram in the morning. And it's not because I feel like I have to. It's because it's really a pleasure. I love looking at, I think I realize more and more that, you know, we all think we're so unique. Well, I'm discovering that I'm pretty typical of the average Instagram user or in someone who enjoys it, in that I do look at stories first. Not every story, because we all know in the beginning there were just a few, and now, you know, you could probably lose 2 hours if you looked at every single story. But I do sort of flip through, and there are certain accounts that I love to check in with every day, and for all different reasons. You know, there are artists that I love seeing, you know, what their latest is, but there are also accounts that I look at that have nothing to do with art. And I think, you know, to your point, Leslie, if you kind of can take a step back and analyze for yourself, what is it that is causing you to look at a particular account? And again, even the non-art ones, why is it? What is it that brings you back? It kind of can be a good learning tool in terms of maybe how you want to change it up or what you want to do on your own. So I made a list, and I think maybe as we go back and forth, we can talk about either what we get from different sites, what we can glean from them, and I will just talk about some of the ones that I love looking at. And the first one I wrote down, just because it came to me so easily, was the Oil Painters of America. I really love seeing that. They are not just sort of the old, you know, fuddy-duddy painters, but that one, and it's not one that does stories, hardly ever, in fact. I do look at their posts, but here it is. There's almost always a beautiful image that I either zero in on because I want to see who painted it, or I want to look at the detail, or you know, maybe it's just the palette that I'm curious about. And they also intersperse, and I think this is a key ingredient, they will intersperse shots of different gallery openings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of nice, right? I realize that it's that exception to the rule of just posting images of work that makes it more interesting to me. So that's one I would say, if anybody's just looking for something fun to follow, Oil Painters of America, and you'll be amazed at how much you can learn from a simple image.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things about Instagram, if you think about your favorite accounts, a lot of people like accounts that have really pretty pictures on them because it's kind of like eye candy, a little bit like Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And some of the most popular accounts on Instagram are accounts that don't own the photos. They're sharing other people's photos. And it's always interesting to me that some of these accounts are so popular, and these people that have them are doing, I don't even know if they're doing collaborations or whatever, but they have tons and tons of followers. So I always recommend to people that come to me for help on Instagram to have some beautiful photos that work with your account. So I have a friend who was kind of frustrated with Instagram, and I said, you know what, you've got a gorgeous account. Everything's kind of pink. What I think you need to do is go out and reach out and find some other pictures that you can share, and the person will love you for it. And she's been doing this, and last week she had a photo that she shared that got 33,000 likes on it. Yeah. And she doesn't have an account with 500,000. She has under 100,000 followers on her account. Well under. So my point is, there's a lot of really great material out there that you can enhance your account with, but you have to be really smart about what it is. If you're sharing your art and you paint a lot of seascapes, why not share really great seascape photos? And you can find those through hashtags. And just start using hashtags and finding accounts and then follow them and share from them regularly. And if it's a photographer, I always suggest that you get their permission to do that. But it's a great way for you to enhance your feed. I've always said that my most popular posts every year are other people's accounts who I shared. It's true.
Oh.
So it's really important to figure out what you want to add to your account, and it kind of breaks it up. It kind of spices it up. It gives your followers something else to look at, and you can be clever. I mean, if you have a theme that you paint, you can incorporate, you know, if you painted flowers. Oh, my gosh, there's some of the most beautiful flower photos out there that I've ever seen in my life. And start, you know, and don't do that more than you share your own art, but just do it to kind of give it that little pop and that little switch. And I think it's a great idea. So you want to find more material.
I have a question.
You should follow those people because you'll see some things and be like, oh, man, that would be perfect on my feed.
Yeah. So here's the question. When you want to do that, if you want to share an image from another account, let's say one that you don't necessarily know them, and you know, and maybe you ask for permission, let's say it's a photograph, whatever, do you just do a screenshot and then edit it and post that?
Just do a screenshot and crop it and post it.
Yeah.
And then you have to do two things. You have to give credit, and I would give them a little shout out to the person, and then tag the photo as well. So you want to use their
good.
You want to use the at sign in the copy and then also tag it as well. But
that's great. That way, it's such a generous thing to do. I mean, particularly, you know, with you've got, 200 and some odd followers. And how great.
200 and some odd, yeah.
What are you up to? 200 and some odd thousand. Are you, what are you, 203? Everybody out there, are we dying? That's okay. I'm almost at 1,200.
That's awesome.
I love them.
That's wonderful, Margaret.
All right. Well, here's another, and you know, all right, I'm going to give an aside. When I get serious and I follow all of our own very good advice, when I follow the advice that I sometimes give with you, I sit back and say, it's amazing, it really works. And then I get lazy.
I love that.
But really, folks, it's so true. It's so true. If you do the work, it happens. Well, I have another account now that I'd like to, I will probably be sharing her now that you've inspired me to do it. But this is an artist. I have no idea how I found this artist, honest. Who knows? I probably, you know, it was recommended to me or I bumped into it somehow. But the account is S-I-L-V-I-R-U-B. It's like Silvirub.
Say it one more time.
It's an artist name. All right. I'm going to say it, but I'll really spell it. The artist's name is Ruby Sylvia. And her account is S-I-L-V-I-R-U-B.
Got it.
In my head, I'm always thinking it's Silver Rub, but that's not what it is. It just feels
sounds like
that
it
to me. Anyway, you know, she's got a nice, robust following. It says here, artist and graphic designer. She's got 18,000 followers, so, you know, she's got plenty of eyeballs on it, but get this. I smile every morning. This woman does these beautiful little paintings. I'm pretty sure they're watercolor on tea bags. After she has a cup of tea, she takes the tea out and she does the painting on the material that encases the tea, the outside of the tea bag. They are phenomenal. They're clever.
Wow.
They're intricate. Some of them are, you know, I'm looking right now. Some of them are, you know, a snow scene with these beautiful little black and white birds on the branches of a tree. You know, another one is she's got four little tea bags, and each one is painted like a different sweater. I mean, they're just brilliant.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
every morning I look at these little paintings, and I just get a big smile on my face. There's just something absolutely wonderful about them. And I always think, well, if I were ever to start a new collection, I would be thrilled to collect these little gems. I could just see them in a shadow box or on a table. They're just fabulous. So for no practical reason whatsoever, just for the sheer enjoyment of it and looking at something that another artist does that I would never do, frankly, I'm in love with this site. So, you know, you never know where inspiration will come from. But this one, I feel like she's doing everything right. The whole site is set up, to my mind, just to sort of spread the joy. For me, every morning, that's a really great thing.
And that's what Instagram needs to be. Because a lot of people, I don't know, they get caught up in the drama and they compare themselves and it's not a happy place. And I really do believe that it needs to be a place where there's a lot of joy. I think that's really important. So that's great to hear. Okay, the next one
because
is...
we all need that group.
Do you listen to Jenna Kutcher? Do you?
Oh, do I listen to her?
Okay, I thought so.
Her voice is in my head too much.
So,
yeah.
Here's the thing about Jenna that you have to understand. Just so you know, she's really down to earth. She's really normal. And she's totally kind of got the whole social media thing in line. She has a ton of ways you can spend money and learn from her. And you don't necessarily need to do that. But let me give you an example. She has a lot of information on how to create an online course. Last year, her online courses brought in $2.5 million to her. $2.5 million, or online courses. And so,
yeah.
She is one of these people that really gets it. I think she kind of brings it down to a normal level. Sometimes she can be a little bit salesy, I think. She says she's not, but she really is, which is fine. I mean, hello, she made $2.5 million on her online courses. Guess how? But I think it's important to understand that she is a huge motivator, full of tons of information. She's got a great podcast. And it's just, it's a Gold Digger podcast, by the way. And she's just a great person, I think, to follow. I mean, Margaret, you've been listening to her longer than I have. So what do you want to add a little bit about?
It's funny. I do. I think there are, she gives away a lot of free content, too.
Yes.
She's very smart
she
in the way she does that. She gives you enough to know whether or not you want to buy more.
Right.
And, you know, and she does have great guests on. And she's another one. I think there's a theme here, Leslie. Like, she is such a positive person. I mean, she's had sad experiences. Who hasn't? And she talks about them freely. You know, and she, you sort of share that journey. I think, you know, knowing that she got a whole lot of body shaming because she is proud that she is a curvy girl.
Yeah.
And
when
she speaks about that, it really speaks to the heart. So I think, you know, someone who's like sharing honestly whatever's going on in their life, but also that gives you a reason to feel good. I mean, she does brighten up the day. There's no two ways about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that a cool, honestly, Leslie, I think that's what people like about you so much. I, on the other hand.
And I'm going to spell her name again. It's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A-K-U-T-C-H-E-R. And just a really good person to get some great tips and great, I don't know, motivational information about a lot of things. I mean, if you're thinking about doing an online course, hey, sport, come here.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about doing an online course, I would definitely listen to everything she has to say because she's nailed it. She's done a great job.
That's really
impressive.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. Okay, I'm about to hit up another. You know, I'm really torn because there are some crazy accounts out there that I follow daily, but here's one that I truly love. And again, this has nothing to do with art, this one. It's a photographer, and I stumbled across him because I think he was like maybe one of those little featured suggested kind of posts. But man, do I love this site. It is an Instagram site called, it's the fellow's name, and it's Kyle Finn Dempsey, all one word. I'll spell it. K-Y-L-E, F is Frank, I-N-N, D-E-M-P-S-E-Y. Kyle Finn Dempsey. Let me tell you, this is where you, it's sort of like when you go shopping online and you fill up the cart and then you don't check out. You know, and somehow it's satisfying just to have put everything in the cart. I remember handing my children at Christmas catalogs saying, circle everything you want to make sure it goes on your Christmas list. Didn't matter if they ever got it. They had so much pleasure just circling what they wanted. Kyle Finn Dempsey does the most beautiful photographs and videos of vacation spots. And
really?
Mostly, I will admit it, in New England, they are delicious. This is
that's wonderful.
Pure eye candy. He has 505,000 followers.
Wow.
His posts are gorgeous. And, you know, he gets, every now and then I'll see one that really blows me away. You know, there are these, well, you'll all look. There are these beautiful cabins and winter escapes and ski trips that he'll take buddies on. And he has, you know, drone photography. None of it lasts more than a minute. And even if you just scroll through the pages, I feel like, ooh, someday I'd like to do that. You know, I've got a marker and I'm circling it. And what I take away from looking at his site and why I like it so much, really beyond compare. And,
you know, none of us is going to get that deep into it, I don't think.
Yeah.
And unless you are a professional photographer or you have a best friend or a sister who is or something. But the truth is, if you take the time to really kind of clean up your images and post thoughtfully, I think this is the sort of, you know, this is the goal. If you just take a step toward it, it's worthwhile, because that's what keeps people coming back, just to see, I open this up, if I haven't noticed something, and I don't know if you do this, Leslie, but I'll go check just to see if I've missed something that he's posted, because I love what I get from it. So it's almost like I just check in to see what's new and then I move on. But it's really, it's inspiring in terms of those images. And I hope that we can all like take a little of that.
When you talk about you go to check to see if you missed anything, I've always said the most successful Instagram accounts create FOMO, where people have that fear of missing out. And they just want to make sure they haven't forgotten anything. And I do that with my hero who I follow, and that's Joanna Gaines. I really do like her, and I follow her religiously, and I follow her on two different places, on Magnolia and then on her account, Joanna Gaines.
Uh-huh.
I love the fact that she posts funny pictures of her kids. She did a video last night of, I think they were at her daughter's gymnastics class, and she's talked about the fact that she was kind of really into gymnastics when she grew up. And you've heard it on the show various times when she's on like a trampoline in someone's backyard. But she called the video "When You Think You're Good, Still Good, But You're Not." There was a little kid that did great little, you know, routine with the flips and everything, and then she gets up there and tries to do something and like totally flops.
I love it.
And it's just, you know, she's human and normal and very successful and incredibly creative and does, I think, branding better than anyone on this planet, which is kind of cool. So, but I just, we all need to have that person that's our hero, that motivates us, that we are just so in awe of, and make sure you follow them. And one thing you need to know about Instagram, if you haven't heard me say this before, you need to turn on what's called post notifications. Because you can follow people and not see them, but there is a way that you can kind of control that. And so what you need to do is go to your account on Instagram, and what you want to do – wait, hold on. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it, which is kind of important. But go up to the top right, and there's three little dots that you can touch. And when you touch those for a particular account, you can actually – get the option to turn on post notifications and turn on the story notifications if you want. And what that means is, if you're on your phone, anytime that person posts something, you will see it. It'll always notify you, which is great.
Perfect.
And it helps you see some of the accounts that you want, which is wonderful.
Oh, so much fun. Really, it doesn't have to get out of control, right? I can keep the habit under control. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. I've got one now that we're getting back to art for a minute. This is an artist, again, I think I found him because an account I follow, maybe, I don't know if I see what they like. Somehow this ended up in my role through feed, and I sort of talk about an Instagram account that stops you in your tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't have a ton of followers yet, like 2,500 followers. It's an artist named Doug Russell Art. So it's DougRussellArt. This guy can draw. I look at his drawings and I just like, I study them. I swear it gets me so fired up. He does like a lot of architectural fragments. And if you look on his site, you can see that he must have a studio that is just filled to the brim with interesting little things. But he also posts, you know, drawings of houses or interiors. His figure work is just beyond compare.
Mm-hmm.
He uses tinted paper, ink, and white you know, paint or chalk. And he's creative with an uppercase C. And I look at it and I think, oh, I want to draw more like this, or I'm going to try that, or who would have thought of putting that conglomeration together and drawing it. I can see from his bio that, you know, he says he's a visual artist, traveler, urban sketcher, and a professor of drawing at the University of Wyoming. So clearly, you know, this guy's got it going on. But he posts pretty regularly, not necessarily every day, but I am telling you, I see the drawing and I sort of, boom, everything stops and I dive in to see what he's doing. He just flat out inspires me. And I think, you know, oh, to be that good. But he's also a wizard when it comes to his hashtagging. And that's something that, you know, I think we can all kind of pay attention to if we want to improve our reach. So for what it's worth, Doug Russell Art, I think he's doing it right. And I would love to see his followers go up as a result of our audience, because it would be fun to see how many people like him as much as I do.
I think it's important to have people like that that you're passionate about, that you follow on Instagram, that you get to kind of watch them on their journey and not just be following people you feel like you, I don't know, have to follow or, you know, I mean, there's such a great part of Instagram that is just so, I think, underdeveloped, and it's these new kind of rising stars. I follow, I think, every person I've taken that's taken one of my workshops, if they have an Instagram account, I'm pretty sure I follow them. And I love when their feeds pop up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just so great to see. I mean, there's a couple people that are just knocking it out of the park. And it's just so awesome to see that. And it reinstills my faith and hard work. And I don't know, the whole thing is just phenomenal. It's so great. So
yes,
make sure you have people like that, that aren't all big accounts, and they're people who are just pounding the pavement every day and doing a great job. And it's like, that's what life is really all about, if you want my honest opinion. And
that's,
I think,
right.
It's just wonderful to be sure and follow that type of people. So,
yeah.
You know, and you can cheer them on and support them. And it's terrific. I have I in the home decor industry, I have on my phone, you know, when you can save an account to a collection, and I have a collection called new accounts. And basically every once in a while, something will pop up that someone's sharing another account. It's a small account, and I just think the person is just so gifted, and I always save that so then I can share them. I don't know them. I've never talked to them. No clue who they are. But I just think they've got a beautiful account, and I want to share it. And it's someone who may have, you know, 800 followers. Who knows? But it's just fun to be able to do that for when you see really great, talented people. So, anyway, I think that's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good
for you. All right, you're back up, my dear.
Okay, well, all right. Here's one. You know, there's a couple that I'm sure we're going to step on toes, but, you know, just yell at me if I grab one that you already follow. I know you follow this next account. This has nothing to do with anything in my world. How do you like that?
Good.
This is not an artist. She was never an architect. Kids aren't, you know, rowers or golfers and whatever. But how about, let's give it up for Cotton Stem. Why do I love her? I don't know. I think it is a case of someone who is just got, she does a lot of Instagram stories, so I always see these little feeds of what's going on in her life. I know what really sunk me in terms of loving this woman is, well, first of all, two of her kids have celiac disease, which, you know, one of my children does. So there's an instant bond. I love that she absolutely blips it out and will never say her children's name on Instagram. And I applaud her for that. And then this year, this is when I really started following her. I saw her where she said, you know what? It's too much. The holidays almost did me in. Enough is enough. I think I will survive. And I'm from now on going to sign off on Fridays and pick up on Mondays. And I thought, this is someone who is like everyone we know, trying to balance life, family, work, whatever, art, whatever it is. And she's setting up boundaries, and by God, she's sticking to them. You know, I set up a boundary and it's good for about 3 hours. And then I have to say to myself, what was it I decided to do? Like, what was I thinking? And I'm watching her and I'm thinking, this is really an interesting woman. She's got this wildly successful Instagram account. She does everything that, you know, you tout, Leslie, because she shares information. She doesn't hold back on her sources or why she does what she does when she's, you know, interior design or whatever her projects are. But I'm just, I admire her lifestyle, and I'm watching because I think there's a lot to be learned from someone who's so young. I mean, she's probably in her 30s, is, you know, working her way through what it means to work for yourself and not let the technology take over, you know, the important parts of your personal life. And
yeah,
I could use a little of that. Amen. I want to be better. She has four little girls.
And, yeah, so, it, you know, Erin is great. And for those of you that didn't hear, the name of her account is Cotton Stem, C-O-T-T-O-N-S-T-E-M. I feel very lucky that I've gotten to know her and I met her, and she's amazing. And you're right. She just does it right. She's incredible.
She does it right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just fun to watch her, and she does a great job on Instagram stories. She's really incredible. And so
really good.
There's people out there that we know and love, and it's fantastic. Okay, the next group of people that I follow are brands that I want to work with. So here's the thing. People love when they know that people follow them, when they know that they pay attention. And so if there's someone that you want to work with or someone that you just want to, you know, I don't know, get to know, you should follow them. And so I'm not discouraging you, but if there's a gallery, for example, that you would love to be in, or an art show that you'd love to participate in, you darn well better make sure that you're following them. And don't just follow them, but like them and comment and interact and learn more and get to know them. Because it's a fantastic way to just kind of do networking online, if there is such a thing.
Well, I think there is.
I do too.
I think that I think that gallery connection is huge.
Oh, absolutely. Because I mean, there are people who I've never met, who I've gotten to know, who are so unbelievable. They comment like on my posts every single day, and I still try to comment back every day. So I know exactly who these people are, and I'm so I just can't believe that they take the time. It's amazing. And
do you feel like you're speaking to them when you write your blog posts?
I do. Like, I'll go over and it's hard to see everybody that you follow if you follow a lot of people. And so I'll go over and see what's new and comment about that when I'm commenting on a comment that they left on my account. And it's just, I don't know. I just feel like I know all these people, and I can't believe that they take the time and comment as often as they do. So if you want to get to know a gallery or get to know another artist or get to know an art company that someday you'd love to work with, then start it now, because there are so many relationships you can have on Instagram. And it makes the whole experience completely different than I think what most people have. And, there's one gal that I met on Instagram that I talk on the phone probably four times a day. It's actually called twice
smoke.
Since we've been doing the show.
Stop. You remember
so
what I said about limits?
Huh? No. So it's just really an amazing networking ability, and you know, do it genuinely. I mean, don't do it just to do it, because I think you do want to be genuine, and you're going to get so much more out of the experience if you can develop some relationships with some really fun people. So
yeah,
my two cents for you.
And isn't that, you know, in terms of the development of social media, isn't that how, like, we all sort of started? That was the Facebook connection, where people started to figure out that there were other people doing what they were doing, and you might never have met, but then you'd start this little chat going back
mm-hmm.
and forth. And I know you didn't meet Dreema for a while.
No.
Friends. And I, it's even, in a way, it's even easier to me on Instagram because it can be fast and it can be meaningful all at once. And mm-hmm. time is important to me when it comes to that stuff because I am afraid of it taking over my life.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah. That's right. One of the drawbacks. When you spend a lot of time on Instagram, you don't spend as much time doing what you want to do. You kind of do more what you have to do, if that makes any sense.
Yes, but if it advances the cause,
yes.
if it ends up either growing your art or your life or your sales or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, am I up?
Yes, you are.
My turn? Okay, here we go. I know Leslie's going to laugh that I put this on here, but I love it. And it's the Salma Gundy Club in New York. And their Instagram, is Salma Gundy Club. Spelled SalmaGundyClub.
Great choice.
Salma Gundy Club has been around forever. It's in New York. If you're in the city, you can visit. They have open galleries, which are always pretty darn wonderful. And I regret not joining when I was at RISD because I could have done it for, you know, a song, and then I would have had that under control. So now what I mostly do is it's like I'm like, you know, the person who can't get in, who's looking through the windows. That's not that's what I do with Instagram, because Instagram lets me see what's going on at the Salma Gundy Club. And I really want to say that, you know, whether or not it's Salma Gundy or some other club, art club that you're interested in, following it, if you ever aspire, like I hoped someday to be a member, is a good thing, because you get to see not only what's going on, but who's there and all the different kinds of art. It is so easy for us to think, oh, this particular organization, they only do, you know, old masters, or they only do, you know, abstract work, or they only do whatever it is. And when you really start to follow, I mean, Salma Gundy is everything from, you know, Kathy Anderson and her wonderful impressionistic flowers to, you know, Kunstler and these very beautiful realistic portraits and everything in between. Scott Christensen sells there all the time, and so, mm-hmm. you know, does Rose Franson. I mean, it's really fun. And sort of like, I guess it's for me, it's the visual equivalent of reading a newspaper, you know, where you kind of skim the headlines and see what's going on and go in depth on the ones you want to, but you're really doing it, in my case, to keep abreast and see kind of what the work is. And so I don't know if it's for everyone. It's definitely something I enjoy. But again, this is one that if you were to start producing work that you thought fit a particular art organization or club or gallery that you were following, and you start tagging them, chances are they're going to see why you're tagging them, and they're going to look at your work. So, Salma Gundy Club, do it. Do it just for the sheer aspirational
joy.
Qualities. Yeah, because it's where you hope to be someday. Yeah. It's
absolutely
fun. All right. Yeah.
Okay, next is you need to have mentors out there on Instagram, people who you think are knocking it out of the park, artists that are, you know, teaching, artists that are selling, artists that are selling prints, whatever you're looking for, and have some of those mentors that you follow. Turn on post notifications and watch them and learn from them. When I first started, I found about 10 women. One of them was Erin at CottonStem that you mentioned. And I found 10 women who I just thought were knocking it out of the park. And I watched them every single day. I was in awe of what they were doing. And I learned so much. Most of my hashtags I got, I've copied from them. I just looked at what they did. I mean, it was amazing. And you want to make sure that you have that group of quote-unquote mentors and watch what they're doing and learn, because it's not like, you know, it's not rocket science, and there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. There are a lot of artists out there that are selling a lot on Instagram. And watch what they're doing. See how often they post. See what they, you know, see how they talk about their paintings. And just be smart and, I don't know, help yourself, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does, really. This is what it's for all of us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why are we spending so much time? Okay. I'm going totally into left field now. Don't even know if I should say this one, but I'm just going to jump in. Yes, every single day I look at the point sky. It's the point, POINTS, guy, GY. And the point guy, otherwise known as TPG, he is the one that tells you how to minimize the cost of travel. Sounds like nothing, right? Well, unless you really are lucky enough to have amassed, you know, frequent flyer miles and things, this is like totally out of left field. But you know what? I fly to workshops, or I fly to different paint trips or vacations, and I have learned so much from the point sky. I check it every single day. He always tells me where the top deals are. My nephew just scored 2 tickets from New York to, where did he go? Oh, I don't know, one of the islands, for $59 a ticket. These things exist, and the way you find out about them is to follow the points guy. It won't do anything to improve your own Instagram. It won't do anything to make your art better. But you know what? If you're going to travel, and I know a lot of artists that travel for their art, this is the way to do it affordably, or at least in a more comfortable seat. So see for yourself. The man has 186,000 followers, so he's doing something right.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Okay, I don't have any more. You're up again.
Oh, good. I get to run through.
Yes.
All right, let's see. There is an artist that I follow on Instagram. I mean, I literally just looked at the ones that I tend to do on a sort of daily basis. And this is someone who was recommended by Simi Jackson from Rosemary Brushes.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary Brushes is one I look at a lot, too. But it is an artist whose name, you probably will know her, but I didn't, Haidee Jo Summers. HAIDEEJO.Summers. And she's really fun. And she seems to be doing the Instagram game pretty darn well. She's got plenty of followers. She's charming. She really throws a little bit of everything on her site. She does the thing I love most. When plein air painters will take their plein air painting and line it up either right in front or in place of the actual landscape, and you have to look to see where the edge of the canvas is because it's such a good match. I just love it. She is a painter's painter. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't know. I think she's just somebody that, again, just to see how I think it should be done, I go in and check out what it is she's got up there. I've seen her post other artists' work once in a while, very rarely, but often I think it's somebody she's painting with. But again, she's doing more of that sharing than anybody else I've seen anyway. And she just looks like somebody who I want to know. And I think, you know, sort of to go back to what you said earlier, Leslie, isn't that how it starts? Like, it's just someone you feel like you want to know. So this
sure.
is a
oh, yeah.
non-stalkery way to do that. And she also seems to have just the most colorful people and animals in her life. Oh, my goodness. So
that's wonderful.
And I'm trying to look if I had one more written here. Oh, yes. I don't know if I've talked about this enough on Artist Helping Artists, but I have a daughter who is currently living in Australia, and didn't I find an Australian artist to follow on Instagram, because let's face it, I don't know when I'd actually get to see his work, but there really must be something about the color in Australia, because I've known that he's my second Australian artist, of course, the first one being Coley Wisson, and their palette is different. And this fellow is doing great things. His name is Richard Claremont, Richard_Claremont. Richard he does a lot of what we are talking about. He has a secondary site where he will show you his process, and that one is called My Studio Door. So if you go to Instagram and you type in My Studio Door, you get to actually, he says, you get to peek into his studio, and he shows you a lot about how he creates things. I think he is doing more sharing of his knowledge through Instagram than anyone else I've seen. And I kind of find it interesting that he did it by having two sites, one that he kind of curates and presents his artwork, and the other where he's like, this is it in progress, look at this, how did I resolve this problem, mm-hmm. you know, this is the block-in. It's really great. So I recommend, if anybody wants to see something a little different, check out either Richard_Claremont or My Studio Door. And it's sort of like a morning class, and it takes all of 2.5 minutes to absorb. So,
Margaret, I love how passionate you are about these accounts that you mentioned, and I hope that everyone listening to the show has that same passion. And if you don't, that's why we did the show today, because we really want you to find those accounts that when you see them, they make you smile, and they make you happy. And if you don't know how to find them, search hashtags. Go into the little search bar on Instagram and put hashtags artists that teach or artists that paint trees or whatever it may be. And you'll be amazed how much you'll find. And it's just a really great way to really find the best that Instagram has to offer. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, so tomorrow morning when I'm having my coffee, Leslie, I will be thinking of you and checking out your site, because my 100-year-old home is, in fact, on my daily checklist. So, and you know what I always think? Dear God, how did she get this done? I'll be watching you tomorrow. All right.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Margaret. Great show.
Okay, ever onward. Bye-bye.